This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Talley. Here's today's headlines. California passes a poop milestone, thanks to dairy. Banning a car ban. A red herring in the tunnel and ag groups back ESA tweaks. Dairies celebrate methane milestone. Dairy Cares notched a win in the climate fight yesterday, announcing the industry will achieve an annual reduction of 5 million metric tons of methane this year. It puts the state more than two-thirds of the way toward reaching its goal of slashing methane emissions 40% by 2030. The sustainability group attributes the success to on-farm manure management projects, gains in production efficiency, and the state's shrinking herd size. California has 168 dairy digesters operating, with about 75 more in development, while farms have implemented more than 128 alternative manure management projects, another 65 lined up. Dairy farmer Chuck Ollum, who chairs the group, also praised a, quote, tremendous partnership with the state, $365 million in incentive grants over the past decade. You can read about the future of those incentives under a cap-and-trade extension in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hits inboxes later this morning. Congress to undo California waivers. Under Republican rule, Congress is gearing up to block California's sales ban on gas cars. Senate Majority Leader John Thune yesterday pledged to break precedent by overruling the Senate parliamentarian using the Congressional Review Act to revoke the EPA Clean Air waiver. The news led to a cascade of Democratic responses. California Senator Alex Padilla placed a hold on President Donald Trump's EPA nominees until Republicans, quote, stop their reckless attempts to ignore the parliamentarian who has ruled the act does not apply to waivers. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon warned that invoking, quote, the nuclear option would propel a future Democratic administration to, quote, revisit decades worth of paltry corporate settlements, deferred prosecution agreements, and tax rulings that were overly favorable to multinationals and ultra-wealthy individuals. Governor Gavin Newsom said the move would, quote, cede American car industry dominance to China and clog the lungs of our children. He once again noted that then-Governor Ronald Reagan established the Air Resources Board and the Nixon administration issued California its first clean air waivers. Delta Dems blast ag for tunnel project. Carla Nemeth, who directs the Department of Water Resources and serves as the governor's water advisor, was in the legislature's hot seat yesterday defending a proposal to fast-track the Delta Tunnel project. She testified at a budget subcommittee hearing soon after the Delta caucus blasted the project for nearly an hour at a press conference. Nemeth corrected many of the assertions, starting with Senator Jerry McNerney of Pleasanton repeatedly referring to it as multiple tunnels 6 years after Newsom downgraded the project to one. Nemeth also shot down claims the project would balloon past its $20 billion price tag. The caucus attempted to label the proposal as a handout to big ag interests at the expense of taxpayers. Nemeth pointed out that Los Angeles' major water provider would finance most of the project. Yet lawmakers are heeding the advice of the Legislative Analyst's Office and plan to delay a decision on the trailer bill until later this summer to spend more time debating it. Keep in mind, lawmakers mulled the same proposal at length just 2 years ago, ultimately struck the tunnel project from the streamlining package. While much of the attention had focused on the tunnel, the package quietly benefited the site's reservoir project, another infrastructure proposal in the crosshairs of environmental groups. Similarly, the hearing yesterday only briefly touched on a separate proposal that could expedite a Bay Delta plan incorporating farmer-backed voluntary agreements. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California beekeepers call for expanded pollinator habitats. On World Bee Day, the California State Beekeepers Association is asking for political and public support for access to large-scale pollinator habitats. The association believes last year's bee die-off could be offset by allowing commercial bees to forage on public lands. Commercial beekeepers are now facing high input costs, such as purchasing sugar and other feed additives to keep their colonies going. The state brings in nearly 2 million additional beehives each year that to support the Central Valley almond bloom in lieu of California bees. Beekeeper Trevor Towser said that efforts to reduce competition between commercial and native honeybees has led to some forage spaces being restricted. The association maintains that managed and wild pollinators can coexist in harmony. CSBA says the public can help by consuming U.S.-made honey and offering private land to commercial beekeepers. NOAA update shows record-breaking western snowmelt. A Tuesday update from the National Integrated Drought Information System found that above-normal temperatures, below-normal precipitation, forcing a rapid snowmelt across the western U.S. Almost all basins across the west are exhibiting, quote, late-season snow drought, that despite many above-average peak snowpack. Currently, dry conditions may also lead to an earlier fire season. NIDIS also found that below average April rainfall has decreased water supply expectations for the Colorado River Basin. Western Ag Group signals support for removing ESA harm definition. Leaders of 41 Western Ag Groups want the Trump administration to remove regulations defining harm under the Endangered Species Act. They say the definition's overboard. Rescinding the definition of harm would reduce costs, prevent delays, and create more certainty for landowners, says a letter from leaders of groups like the National Water Resources Association, California Farm Bureau, Family Farm Alliance, Western Growers Association, and the Public Lands Council. But it could also limit enforcement actions affecting certain species environments. The group's leaders say landowners seeking ESA take permits have been forced to, quote, pay thousands of dollars and wait months or years to receive them. Those that don't receive such permits must pay for mitigation activities mandated by the federal government. The letter says, quote, instead of imposing costly and sometimes burdensome regulatory mandates, the services should be focusing taxpayer dollars on actions proven to actually protect and restore species and which follow the law. Here's today's final word. Any chink in this inspectorate team, any lapse, could lead to a foodborne outbreak that would be a matter of great public concern. The bottom line is that the firings that left the FDA with not enough people to do the work. That former FDA Commissioner Robert Califf speaking yesterday at the Senate Democrat Forum on Health and Human Services staffing cuts. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.